broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everybody. 8:10, 10 minutes late. Feet,
not too bad.
About normal.
Yeah, well, that's actually normal. Early for
unbelievable.
Most of the time.
Unbelievable. We got so many people out there who want to hear us.
Fired up.
And yes. then we listen to the rocker.
What was that?
Oh, I think he's
that
drunk.
Was some, there were some great ideas in there.
There was some great ideas in there.
We won't do them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but there were some great ideas.
Somebody should.
Somebody.
Yeah, I agree with you. Welcome to Sports Talk for Recovery Radio, Bubba and Fee Show. It's 8:10 and been a big week, Fee, and it all started out last week. And we're going to talk about a number of items. You know, we got Brent Niekamp resigning, which surprised the crap out of me.
Me too.
He basically said, you know, it's just wants to go back to the classroom, coach football, and teach, and more power to him, you know.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do.
It can't be an easy gig, you know. I'm sure with the COVID and the bus routes and all that happy horse crap, that ain't no easy gig. And so I see we're accepting applications in March. I think they're going to try to, Brent's going to stay until July 1st, I think. And Roscoe's still on here. He's going to give us his opinion on some things. But we wish Brent the best of luck. He did a hell of a job as an athletic director. You know, we're friends with him and we always will be.
You betcha.
Be happy, buddy. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
And I heard Neil Spencer has his name in for that.
I heard that, too.
And I think you get along so good with all the other ADs.
Yeah. They like to hire really old people for that job.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because it doesn't take much energy to do that.
No, not at all.
You just sit there and take a nap at your desk.
Yeah, I think so. And it takes you an hour to get to Wilshire. So transportation.
Half an hour, 30 minutes.
Yeah, if you walk it. You're unbelievable. You got a new ride.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice ride.
Yeah.
Hastings Auto. Hook you up.
Yeah, that's
what?
That's the bad part of the ride.
I leased this one.
What?
First vehicle in 45 years that I have not bought from Hastings Auto Sales. That was the hardest part of this whole deal.
Was it really?
It really, really was.
I have no trouble not going to Big Fee.
Because you're not a loyal person.
That's a little flashy for you, Neil.
It is a nice ride. I'm proud of you.
I like it.
We have the swim team who competed today at Canton. They had a send off today. I seen Chuck was on the fire truck leading them out. And I seen all the kids lined up around town. That's really cool for the girls.
Absolutely. Yep. I remember the baseball. That's always good. I'm sure Ross remembers that too. Kind of a cool thing. Pretty neat thing going around town.
Did you, when you went state, did we go through the elementary schools like that?
We never did the elementary school. I mean, we definitely got on the fire trucks, but we didn't go through the school. I don't remember doing that.
I think that's a fairly new, the last 10-15 years.
Cody,
thing.
I think. Cody and Greg.
Oh, is that right?
2010.
Yeah.
I think that's first
that
year
might have been
it.
When it was. I was thinking the last 10 or 15.
Yeah.
That was something I remember. Need to continue. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is.
Love that stuff.
And
I'm sure the kids love it too. So and we're going to get some results from Susie. Hopefully she can get a call in here yet tonight. And I know that the relay team.
I just watched one of them.
Got honors, top 16. So
yeah.
So that's really cool. And
actually they had their best time too. I think.
Yeah, and I think Tegan had she just missed her best time.
Yeah.
So it's great, and hopefully Susie gets a chance to buzz us and talk to us about the swim team And we'll have all the results, folks, next week for you. Maybe we'll try to get Coach Bupp in here, and she can give us full. And maybe we'll get them kids some pizza. I think that's a. Never mind. I steal them all the time. Ross.
Ross, I get them at the dollar store. I buy them five at a time.
Glasses up here for you old guys.
Well, that's. Let me just
listen to it.
Ross, let me just say that in the last year, those are the last four left out of 12 that I've bought.
I think eight of them are in my car.
Yeah.
So we'll try to get Coach Bubba on here next week. And then we have a bowler, Abigail Lauber, who competes at the Wayne Webb Lanes this Friday, I think, as she bowls,
right?
And they leave tomorrow. And good luck to her. And she was out to bowling alley, and I was watching her bowl, and and
pretty good.
She beat the hell out of us.
Jealous.
Yeah, smooth left-hander, and
ooh, yeah.
I think she's only a junior, and really does throw a nice ball. And you know, it's amazing how big bowling has gotten.
Yeah, in this area, it's huge.
The high school bowling and the how good they are.
Hey, you're looking at one of the inaugural members of the first bowling team, high school bowling team.
Roscoe, you're honored.
And I can assure you it's come a long way.
I was going to say, you couldn't have been the star with a 98 average.
So you graduated when, 01?
01.
And we started bowling then.
It wasn't through the school. It wasn't a school function at that point, but yeah.
Yeah, the club bowling thing.
We did it on Sundays.
Huh.
There was about eight of us. We'd jump in two cars and
drink beer on the way to the games. And
we'll leave it at that.
No, right.
Absolutely. Let's keep that quiet.
Yeah. So, congratulations to Abby Lauber. And we'd like to get, you know, maybe give Jared or I'm trying to think of who the I think it might be Steve Westgarter's coaches, the girls' bowling team.
Steve does?
Allison, his wife, and Steve both do.
Okay, so maybe we can get, you know, talk about that. That's a hell of an experience to go to the Wayne Webb.
I did talk to Corey, and he said if there's ever a time that you need to, that he can talk to. He can come up and take a few minutes and come up and talk to us about the thing in general,
right?
Whether it's now or back in the next year or whatever it might be. He can always get loose and come up and talk to us. And but if Steve can be here and his wife, they can tell us a lot more about that specific Abigail.
Last time I was at the Wayne Webb Bowling Center in Columbus, Pork was bowling without a shirt on. Remember that?
Yes.
Was that a bet where he lost his shirt?
State tournament. Pork started drinking tall boys at 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, boy. He was 3 hours later than he usually does, or 4 hours later than he usually does on the Cleveland bus.
Yeah, that was a classic state tournament.
That's awesome.
We had a lot of fun doing that. My God. Lucky everybody didn't get thrown in jail. Yeah. So we've touched base on a lot of things. We're going to hope Suze gets a chance to call in. We're going to come back and we're going to talk Indian basketball. And it was a great week. We was up here last Wednesday.
And downer.
We were down.
We were like, Debbie Downers out there last week.
Yeah. And, you know, we was coming off a tough week. The girls hadn't played, so they had tournament, you know, but the boys had a tough week.
Yeah.
And they've actually played some pretty good basketball last couple days.
We kind of called them out, and they responded.
I agree. So let's take a break. We're coming back to talk Indian basketball. We're going to start with the Guy Indians, and we'll talk about their Attorney Trail game last night. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Landa's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy old man winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, the Lady Indians will play in the district semifinal game against the Minster Lady Wildcats in Wapakoneta at 5:30 for the right to play on Saturday in the district final game. Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW will both be broadcasting that game, and the NFHS Network will also be available. After defeating the New Knoxville Rangers, our boys will now play at St. Henry in the sectional final game on Friday at 7 p.m., and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game, and the NFHS Network will also be available for that game. Be sure to follow both our girls and boys throughout the tournament right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, I got a shout-out, listener. We got a listener who listens every week.
No way.
Yeah.
All right.
Dedicated Ivan. Listener.
Ivan?
Nope. Better than Ivan.
Better than Ivan? Yeah. That's big.
Yeah.
Kathy Etzler?
No, better than Kathy.
There's nobody better than Kathy.
Yeah, this guy listens every week.
Yeah, and you're saying Kathy doesn't?
Kathy has ball games. Kathy has.
Yeah.
She goes to horse track. Kathy's got a gambling problem.
Yeah, it's Chuck.
Yeah, boom.
Her gambling problem is Chuck.
It is Chuck. The man that I want to give a shout out to, Mr. Jerry Smits, listens every Wednesday night.
Big Jerry.
His chair. Yeah. Listens to us. He says, boys, you don't know much, but he enjoys listening to us. So.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so what a great guy. And Fee, you had the pleasure working with Jerry for a number of years.
Yep. Jerry made me a pretty good mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite people ever. Yeah.
So when you work with Jerry, was it Garrett's Uptown?
Yeah.
That's where you guys started.
Yeah.
You and Digger.
Actually, I started with me and Joe Bay. Actually, I started with me, Ivan, and Jerry. And then Ivan went with Bob Hart. So then Joe Bay came in. He went there very long, about a year.
Joe as an old man. Yep. Big Joe Bay.
Big Joe Bay.
Yeah.
He was up there.
Over
to
Salina now, I think.
Yeah.
And then Digger came in after that.
And Jerry was the service director the whole time?
Service manager the whole time. Yeah. 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 Jerry's pretty good.
Yeah. Think about that building. He used to do all the that building was where the.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
There wasn't enough room for three cars in the...
It was a dungeon.
Yeah. It was dark.
It was a dark dungeon.
No wonder stuff broke all the time when you worked on it. Couldn't see it. Mm-mm. He had that excuse.
Yeah.
Wednesdays and Thursdays. When he worked on it, it didn't break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think so.
He used to tell them they always showed... When I went to college, this guy told me one time this is how he worked. He would go underneath cars and put his arms around a drive shaft and go to sleep. That's kind of a good idea. I started using it. Up in Garrett.
Yeah.
Sleeping for a while.
Yeah. Charging $70.
Garrett, come out. Are you going to wait and do anything?
No. When he said that, he did say, shh, I'm sleeping.
Keep it quiet, man. I'm trying to sleep.
He's holding
so right now, Jerry's in a rage right now. You're sleeping on the job.
That's killing Jerry.
Yep. So shout out to Jerry Smits. So, Fee, last week we sat here and we played Versailles, a team that we didn't play very good with not a lot of...
No effort.
Yeah.
Pretty
Saturday, weekend. South Adams, a team that...
That's a pretty good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, they're... I like that team.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And they took it to us pretty good.
Yeah.
So again, we're thinking, how's this going to play out? So we finish up the regular season against a very solid New Bremen team.
Mm-hmm.
And the effort, and I thought we played well, and we played with a purpose. And the Indians beat the New Bremen Cardinals and finish up the regular season 11-11.
Yeah, Ken, I thought strong. I thought they played strong against them. And like you said, that's a pretty good team. But you can tell the effort was 100% better.
Yeah.
You know, it was 100% better than the week before.
Yeah. I thought Regan Martin had a really good final game. I thought that I ain't too sure when his best game he played all year.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, he did. Took some good shots. I think he had 10, 12 points, maybe something like
that. Yeah. But he just was a. So then we come out with the tournament against a New Knoxville team that we knew would play their butts off.
Yeah.
Undermanned, and they couldn't stop the big boy.
No, big boy was pretty good last night.
Yeah.
And Regan did a great job on Covert.
He did.
Covert had 0 points at halftime.
Yeah,
right?
Regan and Gavin.
They both did a great job on him.
Yeah, yeah. They can. And the Covert kid is a slasher. But you're right. Defensively, I thought both them guys did a nice job. But Benny was Benny.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You know, the week before he was turning shots down, layups down, and kicking it back out when he should just make the layup.
Yeah,
he didn't kick it out last night. He made the layups.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that, Kalpi pointed out and talked to Coach Melton about in the post-game show was there was at least once and maybe a couple of times when, you know, they throw it into him and he faked that that pass back out. Yep. And the defenders kind of took a step back and he just laid it right in the hole. You know, we needed him to be more aggressive, and he not only was a little more aggressive, he was doing that fake and getting the defender off of him and going up for an easy basket. And that was big time.
I just got a text here from Don Workamp. Says if anybody has any tickets for Friday night's game, call us in, let us know. Minster and Parkway double overtime.
Really?
Whoa!
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they are playing tonight. I forgot about that.
The youth kid's he's a tremendous player.
He is really good. He's really good.
He was tremendous against us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're playing Ridgemont.
Oh, they're playing Ridgemont. Ridgemont wasn't bad.
And the winner plays Minster, right?
Oh, that makes
Minster gets a bye.
You got it here?
The thing is there.
Minster gets a bye. It's Ridgemont.
Okay, so they're playing Ridgemont. We played Ridgemont, right?
Yeah, they were decent. We beat them.
Yeah. I don't have that. I don't have that score right now.
We won by 10-15.
Double overtime. The Panthers.
So it's Parkway and Ridgemont, not Parkway and Minster.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that in front of me.
That sounded better.
Yep. So then, so Benny was Benny last night, and Ross, when you watch us on TV and you watch his team play, and you know you're a pretty good basketball guy. You know, there's a lot of talent out there. That, you know, when we're clicking, we can beat anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think half the time we're trying to figure out our identity for each game, and then once and that's why you see this. We're on such a wavelength. It's going up and down so bad. We ain't quite put it all together, and I think we're close.
I do too. And
you're exactly right. And we've talked about this during the season too. You know, if you would go by our first half. We've been we come out of the gates like gangbusters this year, and man, that fourth quarter just kills us, you know, but it seemed like the last two games we took care of it against Bremen and Knoxville.
We're not a very good free throw shooting team.
No.
No. Now, with that being said, I think we can knock them down. I mean,
we have a team full of shooters and they're not making free throws. Reminds me of Ross Wendell.
Yeah.
You know, there's not too many guys I've seen that can bang with Brian.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we just if we work inside out, I think we're fine.
And when you play St. Henry, and they got the big Layfield kid inside, and the Gels kid, it is going to be an absolute war over there for Friday night.
It should be a great game Friday night.
We lost to him by what, one?
Yeah, 1 point at their place.
And we were 7-for-22 from the line.
And we were horrible from the line, yeah.
But they wasn't much better. They were
the same way.
They were like 6-for-18 or something.
It was a great team effort by both of them.
That will be one hell of a game Friday night.
Could be a great one, I think, too.
There's no could be. It will be a
There's
war.
There's no reason why we can't come out of there with a W, too.
And we got Owen Judy back.
Yeah, I mean, like Ross is saying, talking about that inside-out game, get him back there again. Man, if he's open, he's pretty good.
I really like him. He ain't afraid. He'll launch that thing.
He'll launch it from anywhere.
I agree with you. That kid he don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has confidence in his shot.
Well, and that's exactly right. Reed Martin had that confidence, but you can just tell, man, when they start missing a few, but it don't bother Owen. Owen, if I'm going to miss a few, give me the next one. Next one's going in.
And Cale Ramel's kind of got that same.
Cale's starting to get that too.
Yeah, well, he knows he's good.
Yeah,
Cale does, and not like arrogant, but he knows. Okay, it's time. Give me the ball. I'll take care of it.
We
have several of those kids at times that have been that way during the season that kind of have lost their swagger a little bit. But if we get that back,
Clay Spence starting to play better too,
and that's what he's just getting ready to go to. That kid. Yeah. Is really starting to get. I mean, his stroke is well. His stroke is solid. He's got a little fire. I think last night I seen some fire in him. I don't know. I'm like Ross. We can beat anybody.
I think we can.
When we looked at Botkins, we had them beat. Yep. They're 21-3.
Yep. Some pretty good teams that we had.
Yeah.
And let them get
except
away.
Except for those two a couple of weekends ago, we had one double-digit loss and seven losses by five or fewer.
Yeah.
All we have to do is finish the game,
yep.
and we can beat anybody. We played Botkins at the time was number one or two or three, and we played several top-ranked teams and played with them and beat one or two, but we played with every one of them.
So Friday night, 7 o'clock, St. Henry Redskins. Mm-hmm. Neil is going to be there.
We Fort Gary Radio will not be there because I didn't even call in and ask. We're going to do Rob Weaver's simulcast. During the regular season, they only let one station in. They are letting Rob in, and I'm assuming WKKI. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to push it. We've got a really good homer announcer with Rob Weaver, so I think we're going to be just fine there. We'll simulcast that.
So the baby will be on, and they have the NFHS
network,
and
they'll probably have WCSM audio with that, I believe. I'm not 100% certain, but I would bet money on it. They will have audio with it, and I'm sure it'll be WCSM.
Each school gets 150 tickets.
Is that what it is?
We had 500 people there last night.
We did have a lot there. We had a good crowd.
Huh?
We did have a good crowd last night.
It was loud.
It was loud. It was fun.
Loudest game of the year, though, was the girls' game, the last tournament game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one, too.
New Bremen.
That was a good game.
That was a hell of a game.
That was a battle, too.
And we're going to talk about the girls' game after this. We're going to take a break. Good luck to the Guy Indians tomorrow night Friday night versus the Redskins. And I, folks, if you can find a ticket or if anybody's got any, shoot me a text. Fee needs one. Donnie Dubb needs one. We got a lot of our guys would like to get into that thing, and it's going to be a tough ticket to get.
It'll be a tough dude. Yeah.
Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street Market. We'll be right back. Sports Talk.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Ford Fusion S with a backup camera, Bluetooth. It was a local trade with 49,000 miles for just $11,900. Also available today is a 2017 Toyota RAV4 SE, all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, with 28,000 miles on it for just $24,325. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light, here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming Chamber Banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14th, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
But they need some more scores. They're going to need, you're right, they need some.
It'll be interesting.
Them guys are going to shoot her 50 times a game.
They're going to shoot her 5.
We're back here, Sports Talk, 8:34.
34.
And tomorrow, the Gow Indians.
Girls going after
first
district.
District. The Indians have won the sectional for four straight years.
Four.
And hats off to Holly. Hats off to them girls and the seniors. And the seniors of Kiki, Hope, Pager, and...
Oh, we forget.
Oh, Allie.
Allie.
Yeah.
And Brenna.
Umbrano. So there's five of them. There's four. So there's five seniors.
Yeah.
They win the back-to-back sectional titles against a very good New Bremen game. And what a great atmosphere that thing was to sit through.
That was a lot of fun. It was a, you could tell that thing was going to be the last 2 minutes, no doubt about it, from the beginning of the game. Those two were just close teams that went at it.
We sit there at the scores table, and we talked about that. Whoever gets the ball last is going
to
win.
They're going to have a shot to win it.
Yeah, and the entertainment was the lady from the photographer.
She was that. What was going on with that?
I missed it.
Oh, my God.
It was incredible.
There was a lady photographer there from the other team that was absolutely awesome.
She was awesome.
She was fired up. She hated everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw her. Yeah. I thought you were talking about one of the newspaper photographers.
No. Yep.
And Diana and Susie seem to know her very well.
Yeah, I think she's a mom, and she just gets fired up. Yep. Yeah, it's good stuff. So the Indians play Bremen, and folks, if you haven't had a chance to get in the archives, listen to that.
Or you can watch it on the NFHS and listen. You'll hear Susie and Diana.
Oh, they're on the NFHS. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they get excited. I'll tell you that.
Yes, they do get fired up.
And it's funny. I was listening, and I'm laying there. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm listening to this thing, and it's a play where Paige makes her fourth foul at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Paige, what are you doing? That is such a stupid foul.
And I guarantee you, Diana's talking at the same time.
Oh, yeah. And they both have soft, you know. Diana's just got that. She's got that. You know, what's Harold's job down there? Well, he's an announcer.
I remember him saying their names at the beginning. I have such a good time with those girls. That is so much fun.
They are unbelievable, and they're part of the old broadcast team. And you could imagine if you was announcing when Cody played.
Oh, I'd have been going crazy.
Yeah.
Cody, why did you make that? Why'd you take that shot? Why'd
There's
you foul?
A lot of times I had to turn that mic off.
Yeah, could you imagine Ross announcing with Q play?
Oh, boy.
What the
hell? That might happen in a few years.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Buzz button.
I get his Snapchats now when Q's playing the ball.
Yeah.
Best one, though, is when Jill was yelling, shoot the ball or something. Ball comes in, goes right by Q's head and out of bounds. Ross.
I took my mother-in-law over there. My mother-in-law's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's basketball nuts. She's nuts.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
So yeah, she was.
A couple of Saturdays that Jill worked, I took her along, and I thought, oh, this might be the worst decision of my life. She did better than Jill.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's good stuff. So the girls... It was a back and forther. We had a nice lead early.
Yep.
They battled back. They got the lead. We were down two. They had the ball.
Yep.
And I ain't too sure we're in like 2 minutes left, maybe even less.
Got it down to two, yeah.
I think it was inside of two, but yeah.
Yeah. And the Indians are up one at the free throw line, and Paige had a tough game. Agree?
Yeah. Yeah. But I called. I told you.
You did. That's why I said this guy called. He goes, Paige is going to get an offensive rebound, hit the game winner. Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm like, is this guy unbelievable or what?
I said, she's had such a bad game. She's been struggling. I said, there's no doubt she's going to win this game for us.
Yeah.
I said, it's just one of them times it's going to happen.
You know, as I watch this team, and I'm going to say something here I'm probably going to get grossed out on.
Mm-hmm.
Whitley. Is it Whitley or Whitney?
Whitley.
Whitley Rammel. Her next... Her best chance at playing in the big time is college basketball. That's how good she is.
Yeah.
She is 6 foot two.
Three. They list her at three, but yeah.
Runs like a deer, strong as an ox.
Runs the court unbelievably well.
And she reminds me so much of Lynn Benn.
What?
Wait.
She turns his mic off.
People bounce off of her, and she doesn't even know they're there.
That may be the only contrast.
Yes.
But.
No, that's what I'm saying.
If she works at basketball, I bet she don't even play basketball. She don't even know what a basketball is in the volleyball season.
Yeah,
volleyball,
right.
Yeah.
She's a hell of a volleyball player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she is one hell of a basketball player.
Well, she was going to quit. Remember, I mean, she wasn't even going to go out.
Yeah.
And then they...
This was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Crestview game. Our first game of the year, they talked her into going out. And she played JV. And I said, well, she ain't going to play more than one game of JV. Yeah. I said, because she's our best big girl. No doubt. Two games later, she's never played nothing but varsity since. And it was. And it's kind of been kind of neat watching her because she has gotten better. Because she was... She couldn't even shoot a free throw.
No, right.
Now she looks pretty good at it.
She's shooting threes, dribbling behind her back.
Cracking threes, yeah.
She took the ball up last time, the last game. She got a steal, drove the length of the floor. She missed the layup. She did everything perfect.
Did you hear what her mom said?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God, Whitley's dribbling. Oh, my God, Whitley's dribbling.
Her freshman year, her free throws were entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was rainbows. Hilarious. I remember that.
Hilarious. She'd just be laughing while
there. Oh, she laughs all the time.
Say, Mom and Dad definitely threw her out there on the free throw line for hours on end.
Yeah.
She is such... And every game, she does at least one complete somersault.
Roll.
Yeah.
She does that all the time.
I love
She's a good roller. I think that's her volleyball move.
That's the volleyball move.
You take somebody like Brenna Homan. Brenna Homan is a glue. She just does the things that, you know, she's not fancy.
She'll do whatever you tell her.
She don't make mistakes. But when you look at a game ball for that game, it was Kiki.
Yeah.
She had a great game.
She was really good.
She played really good.
So now if she takes that game and turns it up about two more notches tomorrow night against arguably the best team in the state.
Yep. Well, they're top one or two every week. Yeah.
Well, we got to play our best game. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's right.
For us to be in that thing, we just got to go out there and play our best game.
And then we have to play our best game every game after that, too, because the competition gets harder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Or at least hard. Maybe not harder than
we just got to do something that they've never had this year, and that's pressure. We got to figure out that at the end of the first quarter, we're in that game. And then at halftime, we're in that game somehow. And we just got to break it down in fours, and then when that thing tips off in the fourth quarter.
And you're still in it.
We got a shot. That's all you can do.
Put a little heat on them.
Yeah, put a little heat on them. But they got Ivy Wolf and Janae.
They handle the heat pretty well.
Holding, they're a really good team, and sometimes you just take your hat off to them. But one thing about our team, we will not be scared. There's no scare. No. They don't.
No, they'll go at them.
And our coach, she ain't gonna back down. She is not gonna back down. She's just like, bring it on, you know.
Bonnie might cry in a corner.
Oh, he'll be Ronnie will be at record. So tomorrow night they're going to battle against Minster, and it's at Ballpark. It's a 5:30 game. Yeah. So
yes,
we're there tomorrow night.
Yes,
Fort Cover Radio.
Yes, with Susie and Diana.
Okay,
so it'll not only be a great game and great victory, but it'll also be very entertaining.
Yeah,
that's right. Susie and Diana, they are a lot of fun.
Yep, they are. They're a lot of fun. Let's take a break. Come back. We got another segment left. We're going to talk about big time sports. Ohio State Michigan game. Even Ross said it was a good game.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tiger Woods takes a header.
Look out. Ooh. Hit the brake. Hit the gas.
What happened, Tiger?
What happened?
Tiger has a wreck. We're going to come back. Sports Talk, Bubman Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Wow.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Harold Feely.
Bobby.
Neil Spencer.
Don't forget about Rocker and Ross.
I'm going to get them.
Okay.
Going around the room.
I'm very sorry.
Neil Spencer.
Sorry I snapped at you.
Ross Wendell. You're ready to set in, ain't you? You ready to take over?
I wouldn't go that far.
He's our sub.
Yep.
He'd be a great sub.
Great sub.
Better have the mute button ready.
Well, we got that. And in the back corner, look at that mug.
The Rock.
We're here at Sports Talk 845. State tournament is at UD. We happy with that move?
UD. Yeah, I heard that.
I like it.
It's neat, but it's
1300
just not
fans.
Ohio State.
Yeah, no. I've never liked the shot. I always liked St. John Arena.
So will you go down?
No.
Did you go last year?
Or? I haven't gone in a couple years.
Couldn't go last year.
That's right.
We canceled. That's right. Yeah.
You guys had a great group there.
Yeah, we
fought quite a few.
We did some damage down there for several years.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Me and Bobby'd already meet up with you.
Yeah, and then we'd say, we got to get out of here. We're going to jail.
We got to get out of here.
Now, was that at one of the local bars, or was that at Eddie's hospitality tent?
No, it was at Varsity Club, and then that's when we separated from them, usually.
Yeah,
that's
probably a good idea.
We were getting ready to go to bed, and they were getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
That's a little different. So the basketball tournament is at UD. I see the NCAA has got everything at Indianapolis. Jason Vogel has a tweet where he's there today setting up.
He does the video stuff.
Yeah.
The greatest job ever. It gets every top event like that. He's
in. That's unbelievable. Isn't it?
That probably means he's good.
Oh, I would say he's fabulous. He would be a great guy to have on radio on Sports Talk.
Yep,
he would be.
He would be a hell of an interview because that guy's seen a lot of crap, man.
Oh yeah. And I've talked to him a couple of times just about, asking him about weird stuff that happened. Yeah. Not really talking about his job, but, things that happened while he was somewhere in this and that. And there's some really good stories.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a hell of a gig he's got there. And
he said when Appalachian State beat Michigan that year, he was up in the press box. He said that, and he's a big Ohio State fan. It took everything.
He's
snickering. The mood there was a little rough.
Oh, I bet that would
I bet that would have been a neat one.
I never even thought about that. You imagine that?
Oh. You're back to giggling.
Run, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic. And then the NCAA tournament, I think that they're allowing, like, it's a lot more than, I think it's like, 7,000 or 8,000 each game.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's a huge amount more than they.
So it'll be an atmosphere.
Have a little bit of atmosphere in there,
which is what we miss.
Yeah,
even watching on TV, it's just not the same.
It ain't the same, is it?
I agree. And I think it shows because you see a lot of road wins where usually that don't happen.
Right.
Yep.
Like a Duke.
Yeah.
It was impossible to win in that place before. Now everybody's beating the
crap. Now everybody's beating them.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, though? Duke and Michigan's going to get in yet. They are.
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Yeah.
They're going to beat Ohio State tomorrow night.
Think so?
Yep.
Oh, I don't like that. Ohio State played really well against Michigan.
Yeah, I know. I see. What's his name's out with concussion?
Who?
The big white dude.
Who?
Yeah.
Young?
Concussion. He's out.
Ew. That's not good.
Yeah. Sparty.
Sparty.
Buckeyes.
You got the Buckeyes on that one?
Yep.
Okay, I like it.
Haven't seen him play a second, but.
You haven't seen it? What? You watch game Sunday, of course.
No, I don't watch any of that. I don't watch.
What'd you do baseball. Sunday?
I was in here doing promos ready and all that kind of stuff, getting my Sunday work done. Plus, I was on call at Calps, so I needed to get it all done before I had to drive to New Madison at 7 o'clock at night.
So one thing that we forgot to talk about is we started throwing baseballs this week.
We did.
Talk a little bit about how it's going so far.
A lot of kids.
Really?
Yeah.
How's the BP arm?
BP, hey, we got a new machine.
You ain't got to throw?
Whitey Burns. I love that man.
Whitey.
Oh, he got it.
Whitey had donated. His family donated.
Oh, man, that is
a
awesome.
A pitching machine.
Yeah, very nice one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, it might be
really good, but it would not be as good as Whitey was.
No,
he was something else.
So everything is in the sack.
Yeah, right.
And we're actually
packed right now with everything. So like, we went Tuesday from the sack for an hour, and then went over to the middle school.
Okay,
and did some fielding in there. So, and same thing today, and tomorrow will be the same way.
So why is it packed? What's going on?
Because the girls and the boys are still playing. They need they get all the basketball goes first, and then softball's in there too, and us.
How many kids you got right now?
We actually have, I think there was 18, and we got 10 more coming. I think,
but from basketball,
yeah, 10 more coming from basketball. So
I don't understand why it's packed in the sack. What's basketball got to do with it?
Well, like they were in there. And then I forget what who somebody else was in there. For some reason or other, we couldn't get in there.
The basketball team was in the sack?
They weren't in.
Oh, okay.
They weren't, but somebody else was in there.
Oh, okay.
Track, probably.
Something was going on, and we had to share it.
Okay.
We were sharing it with, and we share it with Ryan and the softball girls.
Okay.
But. So do we have the NFHS? Is that, do we have it at the baseball field? We're going to be able to watch that?
No.
You know what? I don't think.
No.
We should be able to go to them.
Yes. And
yeah,
I believe talking to Brent early in the NFHS conversation back in August, September, they're thinking that they're probably going to have it at the new complex, but they're not going to put it out there and then pay them to move it in 2 years.
Brent said one of the reasons that he resigned was we had to work with you over that NFHS.
Yeah.
They got it. You drove him nuts.
Yeah.
Went crazy.
Well, probably not only that, but my other emails, about six a day.
So you're thinking, how good's the Indians?
Oh, we're all right. I think we'll be okay. I mean, we got a lot of question marks we got to figure out, but.
We got some seniors coming back.
Yeah.
We got Posty.
Yeah.
Ryan's definitely going to be playing.
Ryan?
Yeah, that's
Ryan.
Who's our seniors?
Ryan Post. Dylan.
Evers.
Evers. They say Gavin's going to come out. I don't know.
I've heard people from baseball saying he's playing baseball, and I've heard people from track saying he's
playing
track.
I don't think.
No.
But I haven't heard. I haven't talked. I mean.
Yeah.
Don't know. What I'm hearing, he's with it. I just want to talk to him and say, come out.
Yeah.
You know, if you throw and it hurts, we're done. You give it a shot, I'm done. But if you throw and it feels good or you can hit.
Can he hit?
He probably led us last summer.
Oh, really?
He can hit.
Smitty.
So we could use him.
But can he?
After we win Friday. Yeah,
can he hit with that shoulder? That's going to be the. Can he swing and can he throw?
That's old key.
That's going
to
be
to me, you know,
everything.
That's probably
him.
What he's thinking. Yeah, I can't do it. But
yeah.
Come out and try. What the hell? You know.
Or he might be thinking, let's have surgery and get ready for my next level.
Or whatever, yeah. Right.
I don't know what his game plan is, but.
Yeah, which could possibly be, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I have no problem with that.
And you know what? That's got to be a three-sporter, you know. Sometimes you just got to say, it's time to take a break.
A lot of
times. He's had the crap beat out of him. And yeah, it's interesting what that one.
Yeah.
So baseball is I've seen the schedule.
Yeah, we got a tough
bunch.
Schedule. Should be fun.
Yep. Well, but we only have two Saturdays. But my understanding is they're saving Saturdays for makeups for the weekday stuff. So
there's no snow on the ground.
It's coming out. We'll be out catching fly balls here before too long.
We need 2-inch rain. We will flood.
It'll be flooding.
Well, Randy was saying on Insight that with the melting in the last few days, and they have the sewer drains, the storm sewer drains cleaned, that it's not going to be a problem.
Because Randy is drunk.
Everybody in the trailer park is coming up here.
With right now. Yeah. We have a 2-inch rain.
That's coming from the Wabash, though. But it's not going to be the town streets that are flooding.
We got a new street down that way.
Yep.
That's all that water's going to run right in the trailer park.
It's going to be going different places.
Is that how they designed it?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Well, how many trailers are down there?
3.
No, I don't know. Is there 100?
I don't think so. I think there's 50. 50? Yeah, I'd say there's 50. 50.
Man, I ain't drove through that thing since I lived in it. I lived there.
You got a golf cart, Bob.
Yeah.
I have never
drove my golf cart through the... I am going to plug... You got your golf cart out yet?
I was going to get out today. Dead battery.
Yeah, I'm sure mine's dead, too.
Got to get them charged up, boys. The last time I went down through there, I was on a fire truck with the state team. I forget who was driving the bus. He took us down through the... I said, these people are going to kill us. They're trying to sleep.
I get down there somewhat regularly because we have several people that... Calps delivers to down there, so I get through there at least 2 or 3 times a month.
Yeah, I haven't been down there in 10 years.
That's probably why it looks so nice.
Well, Grandma was there last time I was there.
Oh.
Norby, Boog.
Yeah.
Art Hills Camp.
Yeah. Whoops. All-Stars. That's All-Stars.
Think about the great people who lived in that summer.
You had some champions down there.
Oh, and Saipee.
Saipee.
He's dead, ain't he?
No. Just because you haven't seen him at a basketball game doesn't mean he's dead. He's not dead. He's perfectly fine. Can't get a ticket.
We got to get these people to the games.
Yep. Yes.
We just got to go. We just got to show up.
You said that today on Facebook. Somebody's just got to pull the trigger and say,
that's it.
Fill it up.
It's over. COVID is over.
Let it roll.
WAPOC holds, 2,000 people?
Holds about 3,500.
So I'd say we...
Let 2,000 in. Let's go. 1,000 per school.
Yep.
What are they going to do?
Sit by your
kids
friends.
Kids ain't going to get it anyway.
No, they ain't even had it. No.
They should let all the kids come in.
Yep.
Yep. At least them.
Yep. That's what WAPOC... WAPOC wants to say, hey, here's what we're going to do. Bring all your kids in.
Bring your kids in. Let's go.
Let's have some fun. You in or out, Spencer?
I'm in, yes, absolutely. As many people as can get into the games, I'm all for it, you know.
You in tomorrow night?
I'm on the fence.
You got to go.
I got to find somebody to watch my kids. I ain't taking them.
My wife.
There you go, Kimmy. Yeah. Kimmy will take them.
Q can watch them.
Yeah, he does a lot of watching.
Dude's a giant.
I know. Those boxing gloves on.
Yeah, he is a classic. He is a classic.
I love it.
What else you got? Anything else?
Nothing.
Rocker, what you got?
I'm waiting for a cue to take a shot in the pills.
In the what?
Pills? That's what? Why? Where'd that come from? Boys, Mac, all Mac thing. We got that yesterday, I think.
We got her.
Read them off, Fee. Who we got? I know Benny made it.
Ryan, Ben, and Owen Judy. First team, MAC. Second team, KL Rammel. And honorable mention, looks like Derek Judy from the Fort.
Yep.
And the girls were Allie Vaughn and Kiki. First team, second team, Whit Rammel. And Paige Fortcamp, honorable mention.
The one person that you mentioned that kind of is the key to the team is Brenna. She didn't make it. Kind of like Hope Wendell that runs the volleyball team. She didn't make it. Those people get overlooked.
They make our first team.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Hope Wendell, to me, is MVP on our team for volleyball.
On volleyball?
Volleyball. She sets everything up, and she is tremendous. But
Well, she has an athletic dad and uncle.
Cliff?
Cliff.
Or is there another?
Our first school football scholarship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're waiting on this one, ain't you?
Cliff Wendell should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God.
Huh?
What was that college?
Tiffin.
Tiffin, yep.
Tiffin.
For half an hour.
Shut up, Rocker. Nobody needs to know that.
He was there long enough to get a shirt, I think.
He did get a shirt. Yeah.
Somebody has it, too.
Well, for his wedding, we made shirts up.
Oh, is that what they were? Oh. He just wasn't cut out for it.
No.
So that's and he sucked. So that's one of the problems.
That does hurt.
Yeah. I got anything else, boys? I'm ready to get the hell out of 9 o'clock and I go to the restroom.
Uh-oh.
Poop run.
Neil, you got anything?
I don't need to go to the restroom, if that helps.
Tomorrow night, Lady Indians at Wall Park, 5:30. Be on the air about 5:20.
5:20.
No, probably 10 after. We'll probably do a
20-minute.
20-minute, yeah. We'll go
pre-game.
Talk with the coach and jibber-jabber a little bit.
Yep.
With the girls. And
so you got a couple good ones there.
Yeah, so you got some jibber-jabber.
Some jibber-jabber.
Yeah. Calpe's terrible, too. I listened to the game.
He's leaving the state.
He's gone. He Florida bound.
Tomorrow.
I'm just saying he sucks as an announcer.
Announcer. Oh, okay.
Well, that'll be... Well, of course, he's not going to be there with Rob tomorrow, so I was going to say that can be bad news for Rob.
Rob?
Not tomorrow, but
Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Oh, you got to talk to Rob.
Rob.
You're a Calpe.
Are you listening? Talk to him, Avery. I'll be Calpe.
You need in.
Yep.
Somebody says they've got Rob in a bleacher somewhere.
Yeah, it's St. Henry, yeah, yeah. Well, they're doing social distancing for the regular season game. They would only allow one... media broadcast station. So
stupid.
I'm going to guess that, well, Rob is in, but they're putting him in the bleachers. I'm going to guess that WKKI is probably going to be there and maybe WOSN.
How about Neil?
No, we're not. I didn't
know. No, Neil himself.
No, I'm not going.
You're out?
Yep.
You got a pass?
A pass? Why? How would I have a pass?
You got a media pass?
No, not unless we're doing the game.
Just make one up. They can't stop you.
Well, I kind of think they can.
So if I go in and say, Henry, Friday night.
Say, I'm Neil Spencer.
Then anyone will say, I'm supposed to be doing 4-year radio. Then he's going to say, that way. Door, back out. Get out of here.
He's not that big, Neil. You can tell him what you want.
I won't be there.
Yeah, but you're going.
No, I'm not.
You got to
be
go.
Watching on the NFHS.
We're at right here.
Might be here. Owen might be here doing the simulcast, but I'll probably be watching at home or maybe...
Bowling Alley?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. I hadn't thought of that. That's a really good idea.
You ever watch a game at the Bowling Alley?
NHS? Football, not basketball, I don't think.
I ain't no watch nothing, though. I paid $60-some for that thing and never watched one game on it. Dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
It's the same thing. I watched two games out of the patio.
I watched about two or three, too. $70.
Yeah, but you guys are always there.
I know, but I come on junior high games. I never even think about it.
I don't think about them either.
Yep.
So dumb.
Well, without the audio, it's hard to watch.
Junior high games are bad because they don't. At halftime, they ain't got the right score up. You have no idea what the score is.
Well, what Brent did, he called the company and they from remotely they can put the scoreboard. A picture of our scoreboard on there, but they can't put the logos on, which means they're not making any money. So he's made that trade that the actual score, a picture of our scoreboard is on that, but they can't put the logos on. But that when they get a technician here, they're going to get that fixed so that next year with...
We ain't paying them.
It shouldn't be. I'm thinking that's part of the cost of the thing is
fix it.
Yeah, for at least a year or two that you've got service. So, yeah.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Good luck, Indians. Yep. Big weekend, Fee. Let's hope we're still playing after this Friday.
We're talking about victories next
Absolutely. Week. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market. See you next Wednesday.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.